This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Alex Jones Show, for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo and so much space.
So much space. Somebody else can press it in.
When you're out there, well, out there. Yeah,
Paul Watson's coming up from London. I haven't even got to the Flake clip. Let's play Senator Flake. I feel sorry for people that have that name. I mean, I'm sorry, when the shoe fits, wear it. A Flake by any other name is still a Flake. You've got all these other senators. It's like five Republicans that have resigned now. They're not running again. And the media spins it. I mean, Flake looks like a serial killer, first off. And then his voting record's like Barack Obama's. So he's the left wing of the Republican Party. And then he quits, and up there like a smug idiot, a con man, talks about how Trump's in trouble and he can't be part of this party. And they spin it like their total collapse is a victory. This is sweet. Here it is.
We, the architects of this visionary, rules-based world order that has brought so much freedom and prosperity, are the ones most eager to abandon it. The implications of this abandonment are profound, and the beneficiaries of this rather radical...
She looks like he got hit in the face with a shovel. You know, his town, his hometown, is called Snowflake. I forgot that. So the senator from Snowflake, Arizona, you're recognized, Mr. Flake from Snowflake. Here it is.
We, the architects of this visionary, rules-based world order that has brought so much freedom and prosperity,
world order,
are the ones most eager to abandon it. The implications of this abandonment are profound. And the beneficiaries of this rather radical departure in the American approach to the world are the ideological enemies of our values.
Our values, what are those?
Despotism loves a vacuum.
The pedophile values?
And our allies are now looking elsewhere.
Of Hollywood?
For leadership. Why are they doing this?
Our economy's doing better. Everyone's literally breaking their necks to get involved with the U.S. We're crushing ISIS. But again, here's Flake, born in Snowflake, Arizona. That's a double entendre. It's not just a pun. He's a snowflake, and he's an SJW, and his name's Flake. He's Flaky from Snowflake. Is that a triple entendre? Here, let's go back.
This is normal. And what do we, as United States senators, have to say about it?
What do we have to say?
The principles that underlie our politics.
Well, since I got run over by a truck,
are too vital to our identity and to our survival to allow them to be compromised by the requirements of politics.
I got a nose out of joint.
Because politics can make us silent.
See, he was a zygote folding in.
And silence.
The brain didn't quite, seriously,
I have
slapped together. Why you don't usually trust somebody like that? Because it means, unless it was broken naturally,
I will not.
That it didn't fold in right.
Silent.
He's got left and right hemisphere separations.
Be better able to represent the people of Arizona and to better serve
a
my country and my conscience by freeing myself from political consideration that consume far too much bandwidth.
He practices
and
this voice
to compromise far too many principles. To that end, I am announcing today that my service in the Senate will conclude at
to
the
that
end of my
end,
term
I have to,
in early January.
I'm a loser that won't admit I'm running away. Paul Josephine Watson. I mean that affectionately. Paul Lordship Watson, it's just what do you have coming up in the hour, my friend?
Well, obviously, Alex, are going to dig more into the complete collapse of the Russian collusion narrative. The mainstream media is doing its level best, employing the maximum levels of self-delusion possible to not talk about this, to continually insist, oh, it was the Republicans that started it. No, it wasn't the Republicans that started it, Alex. It was a never-Trumper, which Trump himself, just about 30 minutes ago, said he knew who it was.
That's right, you're going to play
the clip. So we're going to talk about that.
By the way, Paul, just you existing triggers them. You know that, right?
I try my best.
That's Paul Geronimo Watson. That's right, J for Geronimo. We'll be right back. That's a joke, folks, where they run with that. be right back. Stay with us.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
From London, England.
The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And Paul Watson from London, England.
We are live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and obviously we're going to be digging into the total collapse of the Russian collusion narrative, something that we've been predicting for the best part of a year now. Is it any wonder that still 11 months after the election, anti-Trump social justice warriors, the only thing they can do is to scream helplessly into the sky like escaped mental patients? That's literally what they're planning to do over the course of the next couple of weeks on the anniversary of the election. Because again, everything is still a continuation of the fallout of the butthurt from them losing the election. That's why we've seen Trump derangement syndrome sweep America. That's why we've seen this mass hysteria, which has not culminated in any kind of policy change, in any kind of sea change within the Democratic Party. It's culminated in just replicating itself over and over again, which is what exactly characterize the very essence of the entire investigation into Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. It was all based on nonsense and hysteria, and now the hoax has turned around. As Donald Trump himself said to journalists just about half an hour ago, this is out of Zero Hedge. Trump responds to news Hillary-funded fake dossier, responding to Tuesday's Washington Post report that Hillary Clinton was the mystery financial source behind the Russia dossier. Trump blasted Clinton, calling the project a disgrace and claiming the tables have turned on Democrats over the Russia hoax. Trump said, quote, I understand they paid a tremendous amount of money, and Hillary Clinton always denied it. The Democrats always denied it, and now only because it's going to come out in a court case, they said, yes, they did it, and they're embarrassed by it, but I think it's a disgrace. So again, he's talking about the fact that they had to get ahead of the story because it was about to come out anyway. That would have probably been an even bigger bombshell if it had dropped in that fashion. So they tried to get out ahead of this story to manage the narrative. They're doing it in the mainstream media by still claiming that this P-Gate dossier was started by the Republican Party itself. It wasn't. It was started by one individual who was never Trumper. It wasn't the Republican Party as a whole, as Donald Trump insists and has made clear in this, I think he was on the White House lawn just about 30 minutes ago giving this interview. So now the media is basically freaking out. It's been proven that the only people to have colluded with Russia were the DNC, Hillary Clinton, never Trumpers, and the FBI, or certain elements of the FBI at least. The very people who have been beating the drum relentlessly about Trump colluding with Russia, turns out the only ones colluding with Russia were them. The sweet, sweet irony. You've got Keith Olbermann coming out. Somebody who has, again, hysterically beaten the drum for this Russian collusion narrative for months and months and months with increasing rage and paranoia. You've seen the clips. We've played them many times. We've laughed at them many times because they're hilarious. Now Keith Olbermann says, this is a headline, I think it's out of Raw Story, I've just got the screenshot up here on the the Prison Planet Twitter. Keith Olbermann, Trump's inability to shut up about Russia is madness. It will destroy him. Now you have Keith Olbermann. Scum, Russian scum. We played the clips. That's literally all he's talked about for the past year is Russia. And now Keith Olbermann is saying Trump needs to shut up about Russia. The sweet, sweet irony in seeing Keith Olbermann, nobody more obsessed with the Russian narrative than him, now getting triggered by the fact that Donald Trump is talking about it. We talked about the media reaction to this collapse of the Russian narrative, which of course has emerged not only out of this P-Gate dossier, finding out who started it, who funded it, the DNC, Hillary Clinton, but also the Uranium One scandal. Now they've been ignoring that too. This is a headline out of True Pundit. Again, caught red-handed, hoaxing this narrative for the past year plus, and the media, the mainstream media, responds to it by just pretending that it's not collapsing. Total self-delusion. Headline, CNN, after 7 days, only 4 minutes on Clinton uranium scandal. 4 minutes, a week after this story has been in the public domain, completely confirmed, reported by The Hill, they spent 4 minutes on it. I guess that was only after people were basically pointing out that none of the networks had spent any time on this. But for the first 7 days after The Hill published startling new information about the Clinton-Russia uranium scandal, the 24-hour cable news giant CNN had produced less than 5 minutes, exact time 3 minutes 54 seconds, of actual news coverage about the case. From 7 a.m. October 17th through 7 a.m. October 24th, CNN's reporters and anchors only mentioned the scandal twice. First on October 19th, after President Trump scolded reporters for failing to cover the story. So again, they were forced to cover it because Trump mentioned it. Oh, but Trump shouldn't tweet anymore. Well, yes, he should. That's another example. He forces the news to cover the real issues. He drives the news agenda with his tweets and with his comments. So that's why he does it. So they were forced to cover it for the first time 2 days after it came out, after it was a big exclusive on October 19th. And then anchor Wolf Blitzer offered a 19-second explanation of what Trump was talking about, again, on October 19th. Then on October 20th, Blitzer's 5 p.m. Situation Room included an interview with an ex-Obama administration official, Jake Sullivan, who told Blitzer that Trump's charge of corruption against the Bill and Hillary Clinton had no basis in fact. So CNN briefly talked about it twice. The last figures that I saw, which was 2 days ago, about this Clinton Uranium One scandal, of course, the Clintons greasing the skids, massive donations fed into the Clinton Foundation, Bill Clinton going over to Russia to give speeches, the Hill article talking about backhanders, talking about shady deals, how this was rammed through. So again, financial and political collusion between Russia, the Clintons, the Democratic Party establishment, the Obama administration. As of 2 days ago, there was a graphic that I posted up on Twitter where it showed all of the networks, and none of them had spent any time on it whatsoever. So I guess we've got to give CNN credit. They spent just under 4 minutes on what was probably, apart from the release last night by the Washington Post about the P-Gate dossier, the biggest story in America of the past week, the Russia-Clinton Uranium One scandal. CNN spent less than 4 minutes on it. But the media is not controlled, and they have no agenda, okay? So now we're seeing a similar reaction to the P-Gate dossier hoax crumbling again today. This is out of Daily Caller. Headline, journos downplay Trump dossier revelations. Journalists are downplaying news that the DNC and Clinton campaign were behind the funding of a salacious dossier alleging Trump ties to Russia, which the Washington Post revealed on Tuesday. And it goes through the quotes, and I've quote-tweeted some of them, responded to some of them on Twitter. Jim Roberts, a former New York Times reporter, insisted that the real issue is alleged Trump ties to Russia, which again remain unconfirmed. So again, despite the fact that the entire Russian investigation has thrown up absolutely nothing in the way of, quote, deep ties to Trump and Russia, that's still the narrative they're going with, even as it's collapsing all around them, even as the only true collusion proven is between Russia and the Obama administration and the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. They're doubling down on their self-delusion, which again leads me back to how I began this intro. It all feeds into each other. It was all based on nothing more than hot air, hysteria, and nonsense. And that's why a year after the election, the anti-Trump left is about to do what it did the day after the election, is about to do what it did on the day of the inauguration, is to scream helplessly into the sky. Because their entire narrative that they were told every day, Trump's about to be impeached, Trump's administration's about to collapse, Trump administration in chaos, day after day after day. It's coming, it's coming. You saw Michael Moore pitch that on numerous occasions. Impeachment's right around the corner. Trump's about to collapse. They all believed it. They all bought into this hysteria day after day after day. Just over the past month, they're starting to realize, finally, that it was all based on absolutely nothing. Which, by the way, we said from the very beginning, and we were called conspiracy theorists for doing so, just as Donald Trump was called a conspiracy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Some of the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Now we see George Soros shifting $18 billion back into his open society to fund all these far-left activists, Black Lives Matter, anti-Trump social justice warriors. There's a big fork in the road in terms of funding. We've seen big left-wing organizations now boycotting hedge funds and people that contribute to hedge funds that support Breitbart. So this is a huge battle that's taking place right now. We don't take any money from hedge funds. We're not funded by George Soros. We don't take checks from Middle Eastern Gulf State dictatorships like CNN. We are supported by you and you only, which allows us to remain independent. And that's why we really appreciate you getting the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have Anthroplex, the powerful vitality supplement, now available at a massive 50% discount with its unique formula and all-natural ingredients. Anthroplex is the perfect alternative supplement to our popular Super Male Vitality formula. It complements it excellently. Some people even find Anthroplex to be more effective. This twice-daily pill will help boost your male vitality and increase your energy. And you can check out all those five-star reviews from independent verified reviewers who have experienced that boost in energy from Anthroplex, and you can get your supply right now for a massive 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have BrainForce Plus Supercharged Special at 50% off. For a limited time, we're giving you 50% off on our popular Nootropic BrainForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this is powerful. This is the one that I personally recommend as a nootropic to get those neurons firing. Any kind of mental task that you're engaged in, this really helps. It helps with actually presenting radio shows, as I've discussed before. Hosting a 3-hour radio show on 2 hours sleep and jet lag, which I've done before when I've gone to Austin, this helped immeasurably. It uses ingredients known to boost your mind and thinking process. This is not woo-woo science fiction. This is what everybody in Silicon Valley takes because it works. And again, you can read the five-star reviews of people testifying to that fact. 50% off BrainForce Plus right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support this network. Let's get back into the news, but first a little program note, as it were. I was on the Alex Jones Show with Alex yesterday talking about how YouTube had censored one of my viral videos, which was basically a rebuttal to a celebrity, a comedian, a public figure, arguing stupidly that white men and, quote, the far right was a bigger terrorist threat than Islamic terrorists. Now, that's not to deny that there isn't an extremist threat on both sides of the political equation. But to try and equate the threat of right-wing terrorists with Islamic terrorists in the aftermath, let's bear in mind when this video came out, it was after 3 terror attacks in the UK alone committed by Islamic terrorists that killed dozens of people that injured hundreds more. We had the Westminster Bridge attack in March. We had the Manchester Arena bombing. Children bombed at the Ariana Grande concert in May. We had another incident in London Bridge in June where, again, I think it was, what, 16 people killed, a truck and knife attack. And this comedian, this idiot, gets up on YouTube and says, oh, I'm far more frightened of white men. So obviously I challenged her dumb opinion. She completely freaked out and got triggered, left Twitter, because God forbid somebody disagreed with her. And this video went viral because I spent a lot of time on it. It was very easy to debunk her arguments, but it was also fun. So it was a good video. It went viral. This was 4 months ago, by the way. It got about think it's up to about 700,000 views. And YouTube, after a mass flagging campaign by Safe Space Snowflakes, put it behind an electronic Berlin Wall of censorship. They put it in what's called limited state mode, where you have to be signed into your account, you have to click through, you have to agree that it's offensive before you even watch it. The views have been removed, the comments have been removed, the thumbs up have been removed. It's not going to appear on recommended videos, so it basically kills the video dead. It's basically, to all intents and purposes, gone. Well, now, it's back, because it appears that we have some friends on the inside of YouTube. Not really friends, just people who are neutral and actually follow through on YouTube's own policies. They restated the video. Oh, and look, it's got literally like 200,000 more views than it had before they censored it. Because they're idiots and they don't understand the Streisand effect. So because they censored it, what are we up to now? 850,000 views? Got about 700 before. And that's just on one version. Of course, I posted it again on Twitter, encouraging people to retweet the video on Twitter. I think that was up to about 15, 20,000 retweets by last time I checked it. So that probably equates to 100,000 extra views. We posted it on the Alex Jones Facebook page again. Encourage people to share it on there. That was up to about 200,000-300,000 views. So because they censored this, and because we reacted and fought back and won, this video, which they didn't want anyone to see, has now been seen by about, well, probably over 500,000 people that wouldn't otherwise have seen it. So that's what happens when you try and censor us. It's called the Streisand effect. Look it up, you stupid idiots. And that's hopefully going to draw a line under that, and they won't try this nonsense again. Of course, most people don't have the benefit of a giant news network and a giant fan base to pressure YouTube into reversing their dumb policies. Most people don't have that, so they're not going to get the opportunity to have that gag removed from their mouth, that electronic gag. We do. But again, it just emphasizes how stupid they are, thinking that they're going to silence us. It ends up being watched by 500,000 extra people. You idiots. And that draws a line under that. Let's get back into the news. Of course, I mentioned before the break, we had this exclusive story first, by the way. Others started reporting on it a couple of days after, because I found the Facebook groups. The Facebook groups that were set up last week, and people thought that this was a troll. They thought it was Trump supporters creating fake Facebook event groups claiming that all these anti-Trump social justice warriors were going to scream incoherently into the sky on the anniversary of the election to protest Trump. It was that stupid. It was that embarrassing. People were saying it was a Trump supporter hoax. Well, I researched the original group behind this, which is organizing the event in Boston. The people behind it, they truly are anti-Trump activists. They truly do plan to gather thousands of people in Boston and now at least eight other cities for a mass temper tantrum on the anniversary of the election. Now, we've seen the footage from the inauguration, from the aftermath of the election itself, and it was some of the best, most hilarious footage we've ever featured on InfoWars. Those videos on YouTube, probably some of my most viewed videos ever. We're talking about 2, 3, 4 million views. We'll get more into that after the break. This is what they're left with. Still, after nearly a year, a temper tantrum, idiotic wailing into the sky. We'll get more into it after the break and continue with the rest of the news. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfoods food ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Live, it is fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to get back into this temper tantrum on November 8th on the anniversary of the election, because Vice has reported on it again. We got this first last week because we found the Facebook groups. It wasn't a troll. It wasn't satire. It wasn't fake. This is actually happening, and now it's expanding. Vice reports, you won't be alone if you scream helplessly at the sky on November 8th. At least 9 different US cities are hosting events on the anniversary of the presidential election, encouraging thousands of people to enjoy a collective cathartic yell, brackets, temper tantrum, editor's comment inserted there, into the heavens about our current political establishment. People have already protested the Trump administration with marches, walkouts, and massive demonstrations. And none of it's done anything, even though they were hysterically frothing at the mouth for a year, thinking that Trump was about to be impeached. But on the anniversary of the election that made Donald Trump America's 45th president, thousands of Americans are trying out a new tack. It's not new. It's not new, Vice. I put it in videos a year ago. It's nothing new. This is Trump derangement syndrome. It's been going on for over a year. It's not new. Banding together, craning their necks to the heavens and screaming helplessly at the sky. Folks in at least 9 cities across the country, including LA, Miami, Austin. We've got to get reporters there because this is going to be the funniest thing ever. New York City and Chicago are organizing demonstrations on Facebook, all titled something along the lines of scream helplessly at the sky on the anniversary of the election. Now, interestingly, the one they mention, the Facebook group they mention, is probably the only one that's actually a troll. Or it may not be, but see for yourself. They describe it as, they say, join us cucks and snowflakes, safe spaces and libtards as we enjoy a collective cathartic yell into the heavens about our current political establishment. The NYC event's description reads. Now that, because Vice.com is obviously so sloppy in its research, the one they cite is probably actually fake. Because I found one of them which looked like it was fake and it was just a satire of the others. And that was the one, because it's obviously a description that's doesn't really promote the event, does it? It kind of ridicules itself. So that's probably fake. The one in Boston is not. That was the original. And the article goes on to state, the nationwide phenomenon started in Boston, where local organizer Joanna Shulman, again, anti-Trump activist, researched her, first dreamed up the idea for a massive communal howl, howling at the moon, like demented mental patient escapees. Mental asylum escapees. More than 4,000 planned to flock to Boston Common next month. But the Facebook event was shut down on Tuesday. What a surprise. Because of what Shulman called circumstances beyond our control. Now, I wonder if that had anything to do with the fact that I put out a video on Monday on YouTube, which got hundreds of thousands of views, drawing attention to how hilarious this was. Obviously tongue-in-cheek, saying to people, don't tell anyone how stupid this is because they might cancel the events. Now, unfortunately, it looks like that happened the very day after. This Vice article goes on to say, Paul Joseph Watson of InfoWars bashed those planning to attend as petulant children. And the Daily Wire wrote that the events would accomplish absolutely nothing. So then they cancelled the event in Boston the day after I put that video out. Well, isn't that a funny coincidence? I wonder if I had anything to do with that. So again, let's kind of ignore this story now. This is what we should do. Let's ignore this story for the next couple of weeks. And some of those other cities, including Austin, might continue planning to hold this protest because it's going to be the funniest thing you will ever see. Let's not forget that this started in Sweden. This is where they got it from. The liberal basket case of Sweden. Where after the election, days after the election, there's literally footage of people on like university campuses and stuff in Sweden and residential areas hanging out of big tower block buildings and just screaming, wailing into the sky, having a collective hissy fit about Donald Trump beating Hillary Clinton. So they got it from Sweden. We saw a little bit of it during the Trump riots, you know, in the big frothing hysterical fit after that. We saw it again during the inauguration. And it started to snowball a little bit, and this could have been the biggest mass temper tantrum ever, and some of the funniest YouTube footage you would ever see in your lives. But because we talked about it, they're probably not going to do it. Which was kind of predictable, I thought that would happen. But still, it could happen in these other cities. So let's not talk about that anymore, because I really want that to happen. But again, the whole point is, it emphasizes the fact that their entire anti-Trump derangement syndrome was based on nothing more than hot air and hysteria. And this is what they're left with, screaming helplessly into the sky. On that subject, there's a good article in the New York Post by Michael Goodwin, a good summary of this collapse of the Russian collusion narrative. He writes, and so the worm turns, make that worms. Just as key congressional panels open new probes into the still-smoking debris of last year's election, the revelation that Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee paid as much as $9 million for the discredited Russian dossier on Donald Trump flips the collusion script on its head. Now it's the Democrats' turn in the barrel. He goes on to point out that this emphasizes we now have compelling evidence, he writes, that the dossier was the largest and dirtiest dirty trick of the 2016 campaign. And Clinton, Hillary Clinton, who has played the victim card ever since her loss, was behind it the whole time. When they go high, we go low. We're so classy. We're the Clinton campaign. How dare Trump suggest that he won't respect the results of the election? Remember that one? What happened in the days immediately after the election? The Clinton campaign didn't respect the results, which caused, incited those riots that you saw after the election. And for the 12 months since, as Trump has said repeatedly, it's just one long butthurt session because they lost the election. And that butthurt is so strong that Hillary Clinton, according to Julian Assange and several other people who I'll go on to talk about, people said this wouldn't happen, but it looks like it might be becoming more of a reality. This is a headline up on Infowars.com. Julian Assange, Hillary is clearly preparing to run again in 2020. Yes, herpes Hillary is planning to run again. Herpes Hillary because she's painful, embarrassing, and won't go away. And she may even run again in 2020. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange thinks that Hillary Clinton is preparing for president yet again in 2020. He said, quote, Hillary Clinton is clearly trying to position herself to run in 2020. Such ambition knows no odds. Now, in this tweet, Assange linked to a video from 2008, of course, Hillary's first presidential run, when she refused to concede to Barack Obama, mentioning the fact that RFK was assassinated during that presidential campaign, which is obviously an absolutely sociopathic, callous thing to say, to suggest that she would refuse to concede because, oh, Obama might get assassinated, so I'm going to stay in just in case. That's the kind of sociopath Hillary Clinton is. And that gives you a tell as to why she won't let go. Now, this is not just Julian Assange who thinks that Hillary and the Democratic establishment might be preparing for yet another Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, even though for months the consensus seems to have been surely not. Surely not. Surely she's damaged the brand of the Democratic Party to such an extent that they couldn't allow her to run again. But no, the Washington Post's Michael Brenner wrote just yesterday that, quote, Hillary Clinton would be well positioned to win in a rematch, remarking that Clinton might not be a potential candidate now, but the political winds can change quickly. He adds Clinton can win the presidency in 2020 thanks to a combination of demographic and electoral shifts. That's importing people who aren't going to be conservatives, obviously. Demographic shifts, that's what he's talking about. They actually think Hillary could run again. The level of self-delusion evident amongst the Democratic Party establishment and the mainstream media knows no bounds. We'll talk about it more on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jones Show. Before we hit some more news stories, I want to tell you about Winter Sun D3. Of course, your body is starved of vitamin D during these winter months. While the temperatures drop low, we're dropping our prices even lower on Winter Sun from InfoWars Live for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, huge discount. And with our pursuit for the best source of vitamin D, we created this high-quality formula. Winter Sun goes above and beyond other similar products that only use D2 to give you the greatest benefit for the best price. Promote your bones and boost your immune system today to beat the winter blues with Winter Sun for 50% off for a limited time only at InfoWarsStore.com today. So you could take advantage of that stock up on all the Winter Sun you need for the rest of the winter months at a massive discount of 50% off. Go and check it out at InfoWarsStore.com today. You also have huge savings on Survival Shield X2, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com along with the high-quality nascent iodine. Take advantage of incredible savings and experience the power of nascent iodine with Survival Shield X2 from InfoWars Life for 40% off. Derived from ancient sea salts deep beneath the surface, our popular X2 formula is the evolution of our original Survival Shield supplement. Again, massive discount, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. along with Anthroplex Brainforce. Massive discounts. Take advantage today. Support the survival and growth of this network as we continue to decimate the mainstream media on all their narratives, including the Hollywood sex abuse scandal, which, of course, is back in the news today, as it has been for the past 3 weeks. Now we have Corey Feldman coming out with a video earlier today announcing his plan to expose Hollywood's pedophile network at considerable personal risk. Now, Alex talked about it earlier, but the point to be made here is he's getting criticized for raising money. People say, oh, why didn't he do this 10 years ago? Why didn't he do it 5 years ago? Why is he doing it now? Well, he's doing it now because he's been pressured into doing it by the fallout from the Harvey Weinstein scandal. He hasn't waited this long just so he can cash in. He waited this long because he didn't want to do it, because it's traumatizing, because it's dangerous. He talks in the video about having two trucks run towards him. He talks about his band members quitting his band because they're afraid for their lives. That's why he didn't want to do it for the past, what, when did he go public? 2011? 6 years. Well, why didn't he do it back then? Why is he doing it now to make money? No, he's not doing it to make money. It needs to be funded. His lawyers need to be funded. The security that protects his family needs to be funded. He's doing it because he's been pressured, mainly by our audience. I mean, let's be honest. There was a tweet I put out last week asking if he would name those pedophiles, if he would come on this show to do it. Doesn't look like that's going to happen, but it looks like he's going to do it this way instead. Got like 15,000 retweets. He was bombarded on Twitter. I mean, he was put under a bit of pressure. I feel a bit guilty about it, to be honest, but that's why he's doing this. Not because he's trying to make money. Again, the way people react to some of this, they just immediately insinuate the worst possible motivation out of everything. I don't really think he's got that much to benefit from dragging this up again, unless he's really doing it for the right reasons, which is what people have been bombarding him with on Twitter, begging him to do this. Now he says he's going to do it, and then he gets criticized anyway. Oh, you're just making money. I think he's made enough money by now. I think this is a serious risk if he's actually going to name people, powerful people within the industry, and he says that he knows six right off the bat, one who's very powerful and one that connects up to a Hollywood studio. So he's doing it because he's being bombarded with people begging him to do it for moral reasons. That's why he's doing it. Go and support his fundraiser and stop whining about it. Of course, I know the vast majority of this audience doesn't do that, but that was some of the reaction on Twitter. So it was important to make that distinction. Let's turn to some European news now, because where we have ISIS jihadists just flooding back into the continent, where while our governments arrest people for mean comments on the internet, this is out of Breitbart. German mainstream media calls migrant crime area a no-go zone. Oh, well, what do you know? Germany allowed in 2 million migrants, and a couple of years later, they have Islamic no-go areas. Some kind of connection there, I think. A new report claims that migrant youth gangs in the Everplatz area of Cologne are becoming increasingly violent, leading to some to describe the area as turning into a no-go zone. Get this. Over just the past 9 months, police have been involved in around 3,000 incidents in the area, ranging from simple stop and search to the murder of a 22-year-old African migrant last Saturday evening. Which again is because these different migrant groups, they all go to war with each other. It turns into a turf war. You get gangs. That's why it's so bad in Sweden. Now it's happening in Germany just by coincidence after they imported nearly 2 million migrants over the past 2 or 3 years. Well, imagine my shock. Also out of Breitbart, a new study says that more than half of asylum seekers in Italy are mentally ill, prone to aggressive behaviour. Well, bring them all in. The majority of third world origin migrants living in Italy suffer from mental disorders, which make them prone to aggressive behaviour and psychotic episodes, according to a study by psychologists. Research into the mental health of asylum seekers living in the Padua, northern Italy region found that 54% of those sampled showed obvious symptoms of PTSD. And of course, they blame that on them coming from war zones. The vast majority aren't coming from war zones. They're economic migrants. They're coming to get on welfare. But again, those are the kind of people we're bringing in. Let's see the consequences of that. I don't think it's going to be very good, is it? Now we have it in Germany. No-go areas where women are harassed. Gang warfare. Meanwhile, in London, a London council is slammed for censoring objections to controversial mosque. Because again, policing people's speech on the internet is more important than basically our entire society being changed for good and for the worse. Barnet Council has come under fire after deleting hundreds of comments objecting to plans for a mosque in a suburb home to one of Britain's largest Jewish communities. The Grade 2 listed Golders Green Hippodrome was bought earlier this year for $5.25 million by the Centre for Islamic Enlightening. Contradiction in terms, if ever I heard one. A Muslim charity which announced it plans to use the building to house a mosque and Islamic centre, citing inappropriate comments. Barnet Council announced it had deleted hundreds of objections received in response to a public consultation regarding the application, which closes Thursday, and also prompted a petition which amassed more than 5,000 signatures. So again, we've got to clamp down on that, on those dissident comments on the internet. That's the most important thing. Meanwhile, in the UK, this is out of BBC, new terror laws would criminalise thought. Watchdog warns. Ministers should not criminalise thought with plans to prosecute people who view extremist content online, the UK's terror watchdog has said. Now, what do they classify as extremist content? Well, we found out a few weeks ago from Home Secretary Amber Rudd, who said that the plan was to increase jail terms for those found guilty to 15 years, not for watching just ISIS propaganda, which, by the way, a ton of people do for perfectly innocent reasons. I mean, I've watched it to write articles about it. But for watching, quote, right-wing extremist propaganda. What does the UK government and some of these councils in the UK consider to be right-wing extremist propaganda? Well, literally, you've had police turn up at schools to interrogate children who go on the UKIP website, which at the time was the third biggest political party in the UK. We've had foster parents have their foster children removed because they were UKIP supporters. That's what they classify in some circles as extremist right-wing propaganda. Now they're talking about a law which would put people in jail for 15 years just for watching that. Of course, if it gets through at all in any kind of format, it's all going to be selectively enforced. But it's about creating the chilling effect. It's about creating that thought in people's minds before they read something, God forbid, controversial or something that goes against the grain. Oh, I better not watch this because it might be illegal to watch it. Remember when CNN said, oh, it's illegal for you to read the WikiLeaks, but we can. It's that kind of attitude. It's to create this sense that you don't have a choice in the matter. And if you do, you're putting yourself at risk. 9 people in the UK every single day are arrested for their internet comments. In fact, you had a guy off Twitter last night, Peter Sweden, who doesn't even live in the UK anymore. They went round to his parents' house at 9:30 in the evening, the hate crimes unit, interrogating his parents. Meanwhile, we've got 3,000 jihadists roaming the streets at least. We've got ISIS terrorists being allowed back into the country. Oh, but we still have plenty of resources for the police to paint their fingernails, go on gay pride marches, and interrogate people for what they said on Facebook and Twitter. The UK is not a serious country. That's going to wrap it up for the Alex Jones Show 4th Hour War Room coming right up.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com. 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Choose to take control of your chemistry.